And it is emergency traffic in Box Elder County with a crash with minor injuries. Luckily, northbound I-15, about 1100 south in Brigham City. Now, the good news, they've opened up a lane of traffic. It is the left lane. There may even be another lane squeaking by, but right now, at least traffic is starting to move. The bad news is you've got 5 miles of delays stacked up going from Willard Bay all the way up to this crash. Lynn Thomas?
We're looking at the southbound I-15 through the valley. It's working pretty well right now, but you've got some slowing from Midvale on down to Draper. And we have a crash on the West Belt, 215 California on the left. Delays from I-80 to the Maverick Center. And 5600 West and Bangor Highway, both slow from Indiana, 3500 south. And you've got Utah County driving looking pretty good, but we do have a crash in Salem. It's about 80th south eastbound at 1200 west on the right shoulder. Mark?
We've got some Foothill Drive delays, pretty much as usual, heading down to the freeway I-80 and then east I-80 delays westbound there as well. As far as I-15, you got some northbound delays coming up from Draper towards the North Interchange, then through South Salt Lake, again about Temple Square area up to the North Interchange, and then you have big delays in Fruit Heights on Highway 89, I-15 delays in Davis County, Rolling Lagoon up to Layton Hills Mall. Seatbelts reduce the risk of injury and death by over 50% when worn correctly, so click it or ticket. Nighttime seatbelt enforcement starts now. Mark Jackson in the KSL Traffic Center.